This meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you, Jennifer. And there we go. I'd like to welcome you all to the SSR2 Review Team Leadership Call on the 12th of October, 2018 at 18:30 UTC. Attending the call today is Denise, Eric, Jennifer, Nagar, and Brenda. We do have apologies from Lauren and Russ. I'd like to remind you about the call being recorded. Please state your name for the transcript, and I'll turn the call over to Jennifer. Thank you.
Thank you. The first item that I wanted to address with you all is the work plan. The first item is that the blog should be published today, FYI. Hopefully we'll have a link available today. The work plan was discussed, obviously, on the call last week on the 8th of November, and we circulated the version that was discussed on the call to the team with 24 hours to share any concerns or comments, of which three people made some comments on list. And so I have not considered the work plan at this point as kind of approved by the team. So I haven't sent the note to the board, and thank you all for your comments on that. So I just wanted to clarify how you all see us moving forward in terms of getting the work plan adopted by the team and sending the note to the board.
This is Eric. So I think I'm up to speed on the work plan and emails, but if I'm talking about the wrong ones here, then let me know, please. But my recollection from the email thread is that KC felt that the final sort of arbitration should be done by leadership. Madagoro proposed some language that KC objected to in that she thought, if I were to summarize it, that he was being overly restrictive. And so is that the exchange you're talking about, Jennifer?
Correct.
So, you know, I think it winds up, from my reading, in the hands of the leadership at this point. The team's had a chance to comment. It's not that it hasn't been accepted. It's that it sort of pushed back to us for our final edit and approval. I think it might be difficult to be completely categorical about that without getting Russ's few cents on it. But my read on that is that it's not lack of acceptance. It's the sort of, you know, the team asking the leadership to ratify.
I'm sorry, this is Denise. Can you tell me which emails I should be looking at that you on the final from Matagoro and KC on the final work plan?
So Matagoro sent an email on Thursday, 6 p.m. my time, so I guess from 10 a.m. He has concern with the inward facing and outward facing terminology, which Casey and Norm also commented on, and Eric and Boban and a couple of others have since said that they're okay with the wording change. So it seems like we might need to change some wording on the work plan in terms of the work streams. And then Matagoro also had a comment with regards to the percentages, which, you know, as Eric said, is being deferred to really the leadership. So the biggest concern, I think, that the team has is the change concerns on the word, but you might want to consider changing the wording based on the comments from the team members.
Yeah. So this is Eric. So Denise, yeah, that seems like a faithful summary from my recollection as well. I guess I didn't realize that those two issues are in the same thread, but they, in looking, they certainly are. But basically, that Casey had some consternation that she didn't like inward and outward facing, and then Norm said, yeah, he didn't think it was that big a deal, but it was a last-minute discussion, and he could see it going back. And so anybody who said anything on the list has said, fine, instead of inward-outward, let's call it ICANN-SSR and DNS-SSR, just because that's the last buy-in everyone got. No one's really raised an objection to that. I would imagine that we could just get buy-in from Russ, unless Russ has an objection or any of us have an objection. I think it's clear the team is happy to revert it.
Okay. So I would I'd suggest Eric, just to be really clear and on the list, to send the make that change to the final document, send it to a list, and say, as previously discussed, and at the request of whoever it was that wanted to change that, we're changing one subtitle in the work plan. Objection, you know, we assume there's full support, continued consensus for this. If not, you know, please raise any issues by X.
Okay, sure. Yeah, I'll.
I think
I'll
it's just important, like, to, yeah, like, for any avoidance of any doubt, anyone coming back and questioning whether we have full consensus on the initial, on this updated work plan, to just cover that on the list.
Yeah, that's a good point. So I'll respond to the same thread, but I'll retitle it, make it clear that I'm retitling it, and I'll give a 24-hour TTL on any objections.
And this is a yes. Yeah. And this is a yes or no, not a, you know, I want to change this word. This is a yes or no, I think.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Yep, yes or no, and I'll send it out. And staff, you hold the pen on this, right? So following the TTL, you're the holder of the canonical version of the work plan, correct?
Correct. So I can, if you would like, make the change and send it to you straight after this call, Eric, so you can include that in your email.
That'd be great. Thank you.
Okay. I'll do that. All right. Thank you for that clarification. So then the second item on the agenda is the SSR 1 recommendation work. And this was, Lorene suggested that we add this to the agenda today on the leadership call, based on your comment, Denise, on Thursday's plenary meeting that we should have a check-in on each call. So it seems like perhaps there's a check-in required with the team to kind of like confirm and clarify the next steps on the SSR 1 recommendations work. So I just wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I think my thoughts are all in writing. Did you have a question about that?
I'm not sure. Go ahead, sorry.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm not sure that the team seemed, I got a sense from the meeting on Thursday that there are bits and pieces that people were waiting on, and it might be good to send a follow-up note, but are you referring to an email that has everything in writing?
No. I'm saying I sort of articulated my issues on this, and I think, Jennifer, you and I are on the same page. I think my sense is that we don't have complete clarity among all team members exactly what we're doing and what is required of them, who's doing what, and by when they have to deliver something. I think, and we're all volunteers with busy lives. I think SSR 1 implementation status should be a standing agenda item on every conference call. And, because you alluded to, I think Arrest needs to send out a note in the next couple of days saying, here's a reminder, the following people, you know, I think he needs to include in the list, and it would be helpful if you had done this to him, who holds the pen on which recommendation. And then, you know, send an email to the whole list saying, by X date, this is what we need from you. And then after that, we're going to take X number of days to review this, discuss it, find on our target date to finalizing the draft report section for SSR 1 implementation is F. Because I hold the pen on a few recommendations that I'm not clear when the full write-up is due. Because a lot of the things, a lot of the entries we have currently in the template are quite cursory. They're a good start on what will be the, you know, draft report text on SSR 1 implementation, but they're not, by and large, it's not draft report text. And the people who have the lead for each recommendation have the lead in putting this into, I think, draft report language. That's my assumption. Is that your assumption, too?
Yeah.
So I think the action items here for SSR 1 is for you to send just a list of who owns what recommendation in terms of the write-up and facilitation, and when a full draft text is due to be shared with the team by each person who holds the pen, and how long we're going to take to review it and discuss it, and when our target date is to finalize it. And the action for Russ is to send an email out to the team reminding them about all this. And then to just make sure every conference call has a status report on SFR1 placeholder until we think it works in. That's the idea. Does that make sense?
Yes. So I took a note. I think from what I understood, if staff can draft a note that then we can send to Russ and he can send it to the whole team, which basically summarizes who holds the pen on each recommendation, what's still outstanding, when, and the target date for the team to finalize the SSR1 piece of work. Correct?
Yeah, I mean, the note should say, for those of you who hold the pen on an SSR1 recommendation, your full draft report text is due to the team by X date.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then the team will spend X number of days reviewing it and discussing it, and our target date for completing the SSR1 section for a draft report is X date. I think we can be really clear, yeah, about those dates and the progression of the work on that. So, and then ask people to flag for us if they've run into any trouble or need additional assistance.
Okay. Okay, that sounds good. Eric, do you have any other comments or any on Nagar before we move on?
Not for me, thanks.
Nothing from me either, Jennifer.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you. So moving on then, the item number 4, the face-to-face, and sorry, I didn't put this in my email earlier, but the face-to-face meeting in January and February, I did send a note to the leadership email list regarding people's availability in January and February, and I appreciate that that might be a bit hidden in your email, but basically I wanted to add this to the agenda here to determine the next steps, if we can send a doodle poll out to the team this week with some options based on our call from last week. Can I give me just 1 minute? And it seems like there was only 4 people that came back and their availability. Casey had a couple of dates that she couldn't do, but generally most people seem to be available through the month, through January and February.
Yeah, okay. I think we sent that out for better.
Okay. And Eric, you had a chance, because I know you have some particular times you can't leave the PC.
Yeah, the problem is that I've actually been very overly constrictive and don't touch these dates, so I guess actually it's fair to sort of comment. Would you all and staff rather hear me give sort of the weekly times I can't be there, or to just fill out the doodle poll? So it was actually, I erred on the side of not saying anything, which might have been not productive enough, but there's just sometimes I'm not going to be able to make it. And it's not because I have a conference on this date or, you know, special event on that date. So that's kind of how I sort of read the request to sort of fill in blackout dates. But is it helpful for you to have blackout dates for me that are on a recurring basis?
Well, Eric, it's helpful to me. I think, firstly, I think we should be particularly conscientious about having the leadership team at every face-to-face meeting to the extent that we can, since we're doing a lot of additional work. I think it's pretty important to do our best to see if we can have a face-to-face where the 4 of us can go. So I would suggest that you give the following dates are okay for me. And if you have any restrictions in terms of where you fly, if that makes a difference.
Okay.
And then that they can factor that into their parameters and then create the doodle poll. I would suggest that, Coach.
Okay. Then I'll send an email to that effect before the end of the day. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. So for right now, do we hold off on creating a dutiful and sending a dutiful round, or how would you like us to structure that? Because we've got some 4 different locations as well. So do you want us to pull on the date and locations, or just the date or dates?
Well, so are those locations, do they have different availability on different dates? In other words, on date X, are only locations A and B available, but on date Y, B and C are available, or are all the locations available for all the dates?
So the meetings team asked us if we could narrow down the dates. That would be helpful for them determining the locations.
Okay.
So I would suggest that we do a doodle poll. Like, Eric, if you could get Jennifer the dates you're available today, get the doodle poll up today, this date and city, and run that doodle poll and get the results, and then go to the meeting team with that. And if for some reason they can't, you know, a meeting room isn't available at headquarters in LA, but everyone in the team can go to LA on a certain date, and that's the best date. It'd be easy, fairly easy to find a different accommodation. So I don't, and oftentimes the meeting teams take quite a while, it seems, to get back to us. So I, just to be conscientious about cost, as the board seems to want us to be, I think sending out a doodle now with simply the cities and the dates would be the best option if people, like, you know, couple days to fill it out and then move forward. What do you think, Eric?
Yeah, no, I think that's a good idea, for sure.
Okay. Thank you. All right. So then the item number 5, the agenda for Thursday's meeting. We've got the, obviously, the welcome, and then you want to have a discussion on the SSR1 recommendations work, which will probably come at the end, but let us know what other items we should add. And I believe we're expecting a report from Boban as well this week. He said Monday on the ICANN SSR, so it might be that is a discussion item.
Yeah, it sounds like a good idea with a structured time to discuss SSR1 work.
Yeah, I agree. And I don't know if Elaine's going to be able to join us because I understand that he's had a personal incident, so hopefully he can join us. But if he is able to join us, we may want to find out have a discussion with the items that have been bouncing back and forth over email and see if we can put that to rest too as well.
Okay. Sorry, I'm just typing in the Adobe chat room here, the discussion regarding SSR1 recommendations methodology, Alan Bolan email, and then SSR1 recommendations work, and then ICANN SSR discussion, Bolan to send document. Okay. So I have the discussion regarding the methodology email discussion, SSR1 recommendation work, ICANN SSR discussion, Boban to send a document, and then to AOB. Any other items that you would like to add?
Yeah, just do a little more descriptive. If you could do a status on SSR1 recommendation work The intention here is to be able to highlight things that seem to be behind the schedule or surface any problems that may be occurring, just people writing. And then I think also we need to be a little more descriptive on what the ICANSSR discussion is about. So before we send out the agenda, let's make sure the leadership team is clear among ourselves what we want to accomplish with the ICANSSR discussion on the Thursday call.
Okay, well, usually I send the email on the Wednesday with the agenda, so I can send this, what I've drafted here, to you all via the leadership email, and then you can work out the details over the next couple of days.
Great. And
okay.
If you could just add, if you could also add the other action items that we agreed to, separate from Thursday's call, the other action items we agreed to, and just shoot a short note to Lauren and Russ, since they missed this call, that would be great.
Okay. I will do that, and I'm going to do that in lieu of reading out these action items because I've been taking really messy notes today, so... I'll clean up these action items and send them with the agenda to the list, and then you can make any edits to that, and we'll be good to go for Thursday. So I have no other items unless you all do before we wrap up.
I'm good.
Not for me. No, I'm good. Thanks.
Great.
Okay. Great. Well, thanks for your time.
Everyone.
Speak soon. All right. Bye.
Thanks.
Thanks, Jennifer. Bye-bye.
Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.